This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley, in for Bob Edwards. 8 Western aid workers held for more than 3 months by the Taliban arrived today at an airbase near Islamabad, Pakistan. The 8, including 2 young American women, 4 Germans, and 2 Australians, were rescued today from a jail in the southern Afghan city of Ghazni. The aid workers were from the group Shelter Now International and have been accused of preaching Christianity, a charge which carries the death penalty in the Taliban's Afghanistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
There had been fears for the safety of the aid workers being held in the capital, Kabul, even before the attacks on September 11th and the U.S. bombing campaign that followed. The 8 were arrested by the Taliban in early August, along with 16 Afghan colleagues, as part of the Taliban's ongoing campaign to intimidate foreign aid organizations. After the U.S. bombing started, concern for the detainees' safety grew. Georg Taubman, one of the German detainees, said this morning here in Islamabad that their rescue, after being moved to the city of Ghazni by the Taliban, was like a miracle.
Just before Kabul fell, we were so excited to get out. We heard already the troops coming in, and then the Taliban came in and took us away, and took us in a vehicle and wanted to take us to Kandahar. And we knew if we end up in Kandahar, we would not probably survive there. And then they stopped in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock and put us all into a steel container. And we had no blankets. And we were freezing the whole night through. And then the next morning, they took us to a jail in Ghazni, which was a terrible place. It was the worst prison. We have been in 5 prisons.
But the detainees weren't in Ghazni very long before things began to change, and quickly. Change helped along by U.S. attacks in and around Ghazni Tuesday morning.
We arrived at 9 o'clock, and right when we came, the bombarding started. And at 10 o'clock was the uprising, and at 11 o'clock, the people came and others from the alliance there and broke into the prison and just opened the doors. And we were actually afraid that now the Taliban are coming and taking us and take us to Kandahar. We were really scared.
But it wasn't the Taliban, but alliance forces, Taubman says. And the 8 detainees were led out of the prison, walking down the street to the applause of people standing outside their homes as the freed aid workers passed. Shortly after they were freed, says Bernard Barrett, a spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC was informed of the news and took steps to get them out.
Late Tuesday, our people in Afghanistan, our Afghan staff, were contacted by a local military commander who informed us that, in his words, he had rescued the 8 and that he wanted our assistance. He would like our assistance in terms of arranging transportation communication. And we contacted the representatives of the 3 governments. Once we had initiated the initial communication between the people in Ghazni and the respective governments, basically we were able to step back at that point because they were able to organize the operation.
3 U.S. helicopters were then dispatched to pick up the aid workers, who arrived at an airbase outside Islamabad early this morning. Tired, but upbeat, and according to the ICRC, in reasonably good health. The fate of the 16 Afghans detained is unclear. Some UN officials say they too have been released. The ICRC says it has no knowledge of this. American detainee Dana Curry's mother, Nancy Castle, who's been waiting here in Islamabad for months for her daughter's release, says she is overjoyed that Dana and the other foreign aid workers have been rescued.
I knew they'd been taken care of all along, and God protects them. I knew they'd be safe. After I thought about it, I said, well, it could be in friendly hands.
More than 3 months after their ordeal began, the former hostages are indeed in friendly hands and return to a world that has changed dramatically since their incarceration and near total isolation. John Mercer, the father of the other American detainee, Heather Mercer, has said throughout this ordeal that he would stay in Islamabad, come hell or high water, as he put it, until his daughter's release. I'm not leaving without her, the burly ex-Marine said. Now Mercer, his daughter, and the rest of the detainees can finally go home. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.